Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran. We're in the Drush HaShvi'i. In the Mosad Rav Kook's on page Resh Samach Tes. So again, we're continuing with this theme of the importance of mitzvos derabanan. Okay, we're up to Ukimosha Matzinu. So the Ran says, Kimosha Matzinu shedivri chachamim gedolim midivri Torah. Just like we've seen that divri chachamim are greater than divri Torah, in a sense, as he's explained. Till now, kach onesh ha'overal divrei meruba. So it works conversely. So to the punishment for not listening to a derabanan is also worse than not listening to a mitzvah daraisa. Kvar amr b'Sanhedrin, we learned in Sanhedrin, kala over al divri chachamim, whoever doesn't follow what the chachamim say, chayiv mises, chayiv death. V'yir zeh teimos, the Ran says, this seems very strange. Heach efshar sha over al asei min haTorah. How could it be someone is over an iser daraisa, a biblical prohibition, lais chayiv mises, so if you go against what the Torah says, don't eat pig, you don't get killed. And if you do one of the lavin in the Torah, you eat pig, you only get malchus, you get whipped. But if you don't keep a drabanan, you touch mukza, you carry mukza on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa, then you're chayiv misa. How could it be that daraisa is less important or has a less punishment than it did in drabanan? So the Ran says, "Vatshuva b'zeh." The answer to this is, "Kei overal divrei Torah mitzara sheyis kafeu yitzro." Someone who goes against what the Torah says because the person has a strong yitzahara, like they desperately want pigs, so they go and eat a piece of chazer. Yeanesh k'mishpatei haTorah. So then he gets punished, like what the Torah says. He gets malchus. He gets whipped. Aval overal divrei chachamim. But if someone doesn't listen to the words of the chachamim, acher heyoso shomri divrei Torah. And that person does keep daraisas, meaning he just has a problem keeping derabanans because they're derabanans. Lo yizem mitoldas yitzhara. That has nothing to do with your yitzhara. Aval mitzara bizoyin, because you disgrace, you don't think highly of dinim derabanan. Lachin is chayim misa, that's why the person is chayim misa. So the Ran understands that Gemara that says, whoever doesn't listen to divrei chachamim to the derabanans, to the rabanan is chayim misa, gets death. That Gemara is talking about not someone who just had a big taiva for something that's aser midrabanans. Talking about someone who doesn't keep their abundance because they don't care about their abundance. They care about their ices, but they don't care about their abundance. So someone like that is chayiv misa. And that's what that gemara means. That's why it's worse to not keep a derabanan than a daraisa. So the Ryan continues, Shema tasha v'tomar, maybe you will respond and say, Afa pisha taina hazos maspekis, even though that's a good answer, meichin yatzal rabbeinu zal chayiv misa zeh. Where did Chazal get that you're chayiv misa? How do they know that if you don't keep a din drabanan you're chayiv misa? Where do you see that anywhere? Shalom etzinu belav lo sasar chayiv misa, because the Ran had said till now that the place where the rabbanan get their power from is because the Torah says, listen to them, it says lo sasar, don't sway from what they say. But it doesn't say, and if you do, you get misa. So where does the Gemara get that someone who doesn't listen to rabbanans gets misa? So tshuvascha, the answer is hashela zos meshechas kama shelos ima. That really, that kind of question has a lot, can schlep along a bunch of other questions with it. Shematzinu kama anoshim higiim onash rav. We've seen many people throughout Tanakh and elsewhere that they got a terrible punishment. Alaver achas for one avera. Afa pishlon is bar gold alonash ubetor. Even though the Torah doesn't seem to give out that terrible punishment for that one avera. Here's some examples. Amr Per Kamakani says in Misacha Sotum Mipnei Ma'anenash Asa. Why was Asa punished? Because he used Talmidei Chachamim to work for him. He took them for the King Asa took them for his to work for the government. To work for him. That was a form of tax. Anyway, so you are not supposed to do that with Talmidei Chachamim. You're not supposed to take Talmidei Chachamim as a tax to, like everybody else has to pay taxes by working for the government. So Talmidei Chachamim you're not supposed to do that with. He did it. He was got killed. Who was Chayim Misa anyway? Perek Velu Ne'amar and Dar Shavayich Araf Hashem Be'uza Vayakir Hashem Elokim Al Hashal. And the story with Uza that Hashem killed him. And it says he killed him Al Hashal. So the Gemara says, Riochim Belazer Chadam Ra'al Iske Shalo. Because of a shogig, someone does something by accident, and the accident was, as he's going to say, "Pumi Pesh Lo Haven." He didn't understand. Aron Nosav Nosei Atzmo Lo Kol Shekain. This again, Uza went to grab the Aron when it was falling, and he made a mistake. And the mistake was he didn't realize that if the Aron can carry the people who carry it. Right? The people who are carrying the Aron don't really need to be carrying the Aron. The Aron will carry itself. And not only that, even carries the people carrying it. So if the Aron carries those who carry it, certainly it can carry itself. So him going to touch the Aron when it was falling was inappropriate. It was a mistake, but inappropriate. And he got Misa for it. Again, you don't find the Torah Chiv Misa for touching the Aron. So to the story with the people from Beit Shemesh when the Aron came through their town. Kiro Baron Hashem, it says they died because they saw the Aron Hashem. So the Gemara asks there, Mishum Dero Vayach, because they saw the Aron passing through, that's why they got killed. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lazar, Chadam, Rekotum, Mishtachim, Hayu. So one Amora said, the problem was not that they saw the Aron, but that they saw the Aron and they didn't fully give it its attention. They bowed while harvesting. In other words, they were multitasking. They were still working and then bowing as it was going by, which is a sign of not as much respect as it deserved. Some people say they even talked. And they said to it, Man Amrich V'amart Manat Alach Asa Alach Dis Paisas, where they said, Aaron, thank you for coming back. You know, it had been captured by the Plishtim, and it was coming back. So the people there, some say that the people there said, how come you left? You got in a fight with someone, and who made up with you that you came back? It was not being fully respectful, but they died for it. Again, we don't see a Chiyuv Misa in the Torah for, let's say, multitasking, when the Aaron's not giving it 100% respect, even if it was wrong. We don't find anywhere that says you get death over that. Ron says, all these people who got death, you won't find it anywhere in the Torah where it says, if you do this sort of thing, you die. Just like the Torah doesn't say, if you don't keep a Rabbanan, you get death either. So where did all these death sentences come from? So too by Reuven. We know Reuven got a terrible punishment, on a small sin, right? Reuven lost his Bechora, his birthright. Over what? He switched the beds. And that was a very small sin. Kfar Amr B'Shabbos, Gemara says, in Shabbos Amr B'Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amr B'Yonatan Kala Amr Reuven Chata Eina El HaToa. Anyone who says Reuven sinned, he's making a mistake. Now again, that doesn't mean he didn't do anything wrong at all, but it means anyone who sinned like what it sounds like in the Torah. So, anyone who says Reuven sinned is a mistake. Shenem Rav Yishma Yisrael V'Yu B'nei Yaakov Shnei Masar Melamich Kulun Ka'achad. Because the Torah says that all the brothers were equal, they were all tzaddikim. So anyone who thinks that Reuven did what the Torah sounds like he did is mistaken. He did not do that. His chait was a teeny little chait. Od sham tani reshim ben Elazar omer mutzel oso ish me'avim v'lo b'maisel yado. So this person was saved from sin. Efshar osu zayr olam alar evil v'lomer or shochev mishas aviv v'yavo chait zel yado. It can't be that person, the children of the Reuven's kids would say, Aror, his descendants would come and say on Har Evel, cursed is one who sleeps with the wife of his father, and he would be nichshal in that chait. Can't be that. So what does it mean when the pasuk seems like it says, sounds like Reuven was slept with Bilhah, the pilekish of his father? That's what it sounds like. It doesn't mean that. Rather, Elbon Imo Tava. What it was that he was standing up for his mother. Amri Machos Imi Te Tzara Le'imi. He said, if the sister of my mother will be a Tzara, a co-wife to my mother, Shivchas Achos Imi Te Tzara Le'imi. So then, who says it's not right that the Shivcha of my mother should be a co-wife to my mother? In other words, when Yaakov's main, we know from Rashi, right? Yaakov's main bed was at Rachel's tent, and then when she died, he put it in Rachel's Shifcha's tent, Bilhah. So Reuven was very upset about that, because why should, it's bad enough that his mother, Leah, was a co-wife to Rachel, but that she should be a co-wife to a Shifcha, that he thought was not right. So therefore, Amun Bilbil is Yitzuav, that's why he switched the beds. And the Torah calls it what it says there, but that's not what he did. So again, so the Ran saying, so he didn't do any big avera. Anyone who says he did, it's a mistake. So how could it be that some little sin caused such a huge consequence that he lost three crowns? Bechora, kahuna, malchus. He lost his bechora, his double portion, the right to be a kohen, the right to be the kings, all that he lost, just for what is apparently from Chazal a very small avera. So all these are around the same question. None of these do we find that the punishment should be so bad? So answer the Rabba Tshuva b'chal eila ha-shelos. The answer to all of these questions is the following. The punishment that you find in the Torah, him klolim she'asigul ha-adam. Those are general things that apply to all people. Aval yesh od onshim, that there's another type of punishments, chalukim kifi ha-pratim, that aren't general, that are distinct, that have to do and only in certain situations with certain people. Ke'erovel divri Torah mitzal told us a yetzer, because if someone doesn't keep the Torah because they just have a yetzahara, they're a nechshol, they don't always keep every mitzvah in the Torah because they have a yetzahara. So those kind of people, ye'anesh alav echen malkus arbaim, if they do something wrong, they get malkus. That's what the Torah says, that's what they get. Aval overal divri Torah mitzal a yish, but if you don't keep the Torah because you just don't care about it, Hinehu bozed var Hashem. That person is disgracing the word of Hashem. That is different. There is no even littlest thing in the Torah that a person who would be over it in that way would not be chayav misa. In other words, every part of the Torah, every mitzvah in the Torah, every little aspect of the Torah commands us, carries with it a chayav misa. It's just, if you don't keep it because you were, you know, it was difficult for you to keep it, so then that's one thing. Then you get the onus, the punishment that the Torah said. But if you're not keeping mitzvahs, or a certain mitzvah, or even a tiny little bit of a mitzvah, if you're not keeping it because you just don't care, you think that particular mitzvah isn't so important, and you'd think, I don't care what Hashem says about that, then every part of the Torah has a chiyuv misa attached to it, if that's your thinking. The difference is because if someone doesn't keep the Torah because he's got a Yitzhara, and then Uchote Rak Ba'osa Maisa Bavad. So then his sin, or her sin, is only with this particular Avera that during this moment. Avala over al Divri Torah mitzad Bazosa Dvar Hashem Yisbarach. But if someone's not doing, if somebody's trafe because they have a big Yitzhara, okay, so they're only doing one Avera. But if someone doesn't eat, you know, doesn't, has no problem eating ham because they just don't care about what Hashem thinks, Hinehu Mavatal Ba'osa Maisa Kola Torah Kula. Then with that one act of eating ham, you haven't just violated one aver, you've violated the whole Torah. Because you're saying, if you don't care about that Hashem says don't eat ham, that means you don't care about the whole Torah. It's like with that, it's as if with that one action, you violated every aver in the Torah. Because that one action says, I don't care. So then, this sort of thing is depends on the person. Because it depends who does this Avera too. Someone who's a big tzaddik who all of a sudden says he doesn't care what Hashem says, that's a much bigger deal than someone who's anyway not so great. Therefore, someone who doesn't keep the Divrei Chachamim, like he explained before, because you don't believe in Divrei Chachamim, so then that person's Chai Misa. Because what led him to that point is that he doesn't care what Hashem says. So the Torah said, follow the Rabbanan, said Lo Sasser. So if you say, I don't care about what the Torah says about the follow the Rabbanan, so then you're not just not keeping Lo Sasser, which only has perhaps Malkus, Rak B'chol Torah, you're violating the whole Torah. Because to not keep one part of the Torah is to say, I don't care what Hashem says, and that's totally different, and that's much worse. Okay, continues around. Shema Tomar, maybe you'll say, Heicha Nirma Zeh B'Torah B'Divrei Rabbi Hoseinu Zal. Okay, still, that whole nice concept you said, Rabbi Ron, that if you don't keep a din d'oraisa, don't keep any halacha in the Torah because you don't care about it, you get misa. Where do you find that in the Torah? So harei raya brua b'masecha Sanhedrin. At least you find it in Chazal, b'masecha Sanhedrin. It says, Torah Rabbanan, kidvar Hashem baza. The pasuk says, the person disgraced the word of Hashem. What does that refer to? So ha'omer in Torah b'nishamayim, that's someone who says that the Torah doesn't come from Hashem. From Rusham, and it says there, Rabbi Nasa Alma Omer, Rabbi Nasa says, Kol She'ina Meshgeach HaMishnasa. It doesn't refer to someone who's a complete kofer and doesn't believe in the Torah at all. Rather, it refers to someone who doesn't bother to try to remember what he learned. Incredible. Right? That's called Advar Hashem Baza, someone who doesn't try to retain what he learned. Zayin in Sarachiyani. So the Ran says, this needs investigation, needs thinking about Shekvar Amr B'Menachos, because the Gemara says in Menachos, HaKari Kriya Shema Shachis V'Avis Kiyam Mitzvot Zal Yomash. Someone who just says Kriya Shema in the morning at night, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of that the Torah should never leave your lips. It says, Zal Yomash Torah Mitzvot, Picha, right? He gives it by Yom V'Layla, all these things, you must learn Torah all the time. If you read, at a minimum, if you read Kriya Shema in the morning at night, you're already Yotzi the Mitzvah of to be learning all day. Ubin Adarm, the Gemara Adarm says, Maika Mashmalan de Lazruze Nafshi. The Gemara there is discussing that if someone says that they want to learn a certain amount of Torah, so then it counts as a neder. So the Gemara asks, what's he teaching that? That he's allowed to make a neder to get be mizaris himself, to put a little pressure to that he does it, to put, right, Lazruze Nafshi to make him mizaris to do it. Hainu derav Gidol Kamaisa. So then we already knew that from what Rav Gidol said earlier. Okay, so it wasn't teaching us that. So what did it teach us? Hakamash Malandi, Bai Partanafshe, Pekirish Mashachis Vavris, Pshimhachi Chayla Shuale. He wants to tell you that if a person makes a neder to learn a parak of Mishnais, let's say, so the reason why the neder takes effect is because there is no line in the Torah where it says that you must learn all the time. If there was, then you couldn't make a neder to learn more because the Torah already said learn all the time. So it's telling you that when the pasuk in the Torah tells you to learn all the time, you can biyotze that with just saying Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, and therefore if you make a neder to learn a parak of Mishnayis, the neder counts. Okay, so the Ran's just using this as background. Imkain, if so, Heach Amru Kan Shemisha Osik B'Torah Tamid, someone who's considered to have learned Torah all the time, so some, in other words, all he has to do is learn very little to do that. So Mipnei She'enu Mashkiach HaMishnasi Yei B'chal Devar Hashem Baza. So now that he doesn't bother to retain his learning to Chazer, so it's called, that person is called as someone who disgraces the word of Hashem. The answer is, someone who doesn't learn Torah, that's not called someone who's Bozo Dvar Hashem. But someone who learns Torah and doesn't review it, that's called someone who disgraces God's name. In other words, if you're a guy who doesn't learn much, all you do any day is you read Shema in when you go to shul and you read Shema for Maariv. In other words, all you do is come to davening and you never come to learning. You're still yotze. I mean, it's possibly. The minimal thing about Vihigisa Yoma Valaila, certainly at least if you have in mind to be learning Torah. So, if that's the case, that's not called embarrassing the word of Hashem? No, it's not. That's good. So someone who learns all day, there's another guy learning in Kolel all day long, right? He learned the whole day, he just never bothers to chazir, doesn't bother to retain. He learns all day long. So he's worse. He's Chayim Misa. How could that be? So Ron's explaining to you, the way it could be is because the person who doesn't learn, okay, so he didn't learn, so he should get punished for not learning. The person who learns and doesn't bother to try to retain it, it shows they have a total disregard for what they're learning. They don't have any respect for what they're learning. So that's worse. That's a disgrace of the word of Hashem, and therefore that person, that's why it carries a Chayim Misa. Okay, Hinei Ochachna, so we've proven, Shkala Over Al Divrei Torah, anyone who does not keep the Torah, Mitzad Bazoso Mitzvah, not because he has a Yetzirah, but because he is not interested in that Mitzvah, doesn't believe in it, is Chayiv Misa, so that person's Chayiv Misa. V'zeo She'amru, Kala Over Al Divrei Chachamim Chayiv Misa, that's what Chazal said, anyone who doesn't keep the words of the Chachamim is Chayiv Misa. Why? Acher She'Divrei Chachamim Yisod L'Madreges Hayira. So now he's adding another point to it, because the words of the Chachamim are a foundation for Yiras Hashem. So besides the fact that it's the Pasuk of Lo Sosser, also following Divrei Chazal, is that's a foundation to reach awe and fear of Hashem. Ha'over al Divreim, Morib Atzmosh Perak Yiras Shemayim. Someone doesn't keep the Rabbanans because he doesn't care what the Rabbanans say. He shows that he's not interested in Yiras Shemayim. He doesn't have fear of heaven. Shekvar Yedua, because it's known, Shekavanas Kala Tarek De Lahasik Yiras Hashem Yisbarach. This is a big chiddush. Again, the Ran has said things like this in the past. He's saying again that the purpose of the whole Torah is to reach fear of Hashem. That's the purpose of all Torah mitzvahs, is to reach fear of Hashem. Ve'ein hatachlis liyoseinu masigia chachma. The purpose is not so that we should attain wisdom. Ki asagas ha'adam b'chachma me'uta, because a person's ability to grasp wisdom is limited. It's small. Kfarinu mash'amar. We already know what the Gemara says, Ve'echkim and Kaladim, that Shlomo was the smartest man to ever live. She'igia b'parah, when he got up to Halach of Paraduma, Amar amarti achakma v'hirachokim min. He said, I was going to try to learn everything and understand everything, and I see it's far from me. Kfar bir zeh iyo b'irav. Okay, you have already explained this. Mashi chavenu b'limut. So why do we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Reishiso, its main point is Eino rak lehagi al ha-maisa, because we have to learn so that we act properly. Ki I efshar la'asos ha-mitzvah al moskonta mili shelo yida'ena kasher ya'aseh mishi yida'ena. It's impossible to do the mitzvahs properly if you don't know the Torah well, because there's a lot of details in every single mitzvah. So in order to do mitzvahs properly, you have to know Torah properly. You have to know halacha properly. V'zeo sh'omer Shlomo HaMelech, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, tzedakah teromim goy, that tzedakah, when goyim give tzedakah, it lifts them up, v'chesed le'umim chatas, and kindness for goyim is, Ron, as we'll see, can explain here, chatas, it's as if they brought a carbon chatas, it's good for them, ratzon melech le'evin maskil, but yet, the will of the king is for a wise servant, v'evraso tia mavish. Those who don't listen to him will be hurt. Haperish, what the words mean is Afapisha tzedakah teromim goy. The pasuk meant that even though tzedakah lifts up a nation, v'achasadim shosim ha'umos, and the kindnesses that the nations do nechshavim lehem kechatas, is thought for them like a carbon chatas. Again, not everyone agrees that that's what the word chatas means. But anyway, that's what the Ran, how the Ran is explaining it. But still, they don't get as much schar as if a Jew does it. Why is that? Because they don't know the halachas of how to give tzedakah and how to do chesed. So, the purpose of mitzvos is to reach the Yiras Hashem. Okay, lefikach, therefore, that's why someone doesn't keep the Brechamim's Chayim Misa. He's destroying the foundation. Because following the Chachamim is, the Chachamim are the foundation of Yiras Hashem. And again, why did the Ran says that we learn Torah? Because we need to know the details of the mitzvos. And that's why we get more Schayer than the Goyim. Because we know the halachas. Okay, but still, the point is to get to Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Hashem, and therefore, that's why whoever is over El Divrei Chachamim, and the Chachamim are all about Yira, as he's explained, all the mitzvahs Rabbanon to enhance Yira. Therefore, someone who's not doing that is Chayim Misa, because he's missing the whole point. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. Shlomo HaMelech said that the fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Chachma Musar Avilim Bozu. Wisdom and Musar, fools shamed. Yirtzabazeh, what the pasuk means with this is, Shereishis HaSeichel V'Yesodo, that the beginning, the main point, the foundation of Seichel, who Yiras Hashem Yisbarach, is all fear of Hashem. Mishiyesh Lo Yesod, someone who has a foundation, Yuchal Livnos Lov, can build on it. V'aray Alzeh, and the proof on this is, Kehavila Mesher Le'ya'lu Alev, Yiras Hashem Yisbarach, because the fools who don't have Yiras Hashem on their hearts, Yabozu Achachma U'Musar. So they don't not interested in wisdom and Musar. So the foundation of all growth in Ruchnius is Yira, and that is also the purpose of everything. So that's why someone doesn't keep the Divrei Chachamim is going to be Chayav Misa, and we will stop here.